Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the gay or what? Vince in the gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
Check, 2, 2, 2, 1, 2, hey, 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 check, check.
2. Check 2. 2, 2, 2. Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince in the motherfucking Bay. What is going on, people? Welcome to yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It is Tactical Tuesday, October 22nd, 2013. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours as we explore the inner bowels of the internet. I've had a nice little week off from doing my broadcast, so I'm very excited to be back on the internet with you live tonight. It's open lines. We can talk about anything and everything on your mind. I am partially dedicating this show to InfoSec or OPSEC, however you want to look at it. Essentially online security. You're securing yourself online and your identity. And I had a little bit of an interesting thing happen via my Twitter account overnight. I don't know if everybody's following me. Coming on his show must be smoking the reefer? What? I'm sorry. Okay. Manicorn in the chat room says, Vince got lost. LOL, coming to his show must be smoking the reefer. Dude, I wish I'd been smoking the reefer. I am prescribed medicinal marijuana for several conditions, and normally I would partake in something like that in the evening to help my settle my nerves and calm me down at the end of the day and help me ease into a broadcast as well. But I've been fucking dry, dude, and I haven't really smoked in a while, so. I wish I was late because I was smoking weed. I really do. I've had a hectic week. This past week has just been crazy. That's what a lot of factors contributing to me not being able to put on a broadcast for the past week, and I'm glad to be back. It's kind of like riding a bike doing the blog talk show, but in many ways it's not. You get rusty after a week, so I'm hoping to lock back in here tonight and take some calls and have a good time. Like I was saying, so my Twitter account was doing some funky stuff last night. Early this morning, if any of you were awake to see that. And what happened on my Twitter account is pretty much the inspiration for this broadcast tonight. I decided, I have, an audience that is very heavily involved in the InfoSec community, and I've tapped into that audience many times in the past, and I thought it's. Why not have a show dedicated to information security, securing your personal information on the internet, considering some of the events of the past week that have just happened in my own personal life? I've learned a lot, and I know I can learn a lot from my audience, my listeners, my callers. I know a lot of you are information security professionals, many of you. Maybe some of you are programmers, some of you are system admins. I'm blessed with a very tech-savvy audience. And I'd love to hear some tips from my listeners about what some dumbass like me can do, just easy, simple things I can do to assure that some numbskull isn't going to fucking break into my Twitter and start tweeting a bunch of bullshit. I was not drunk last night, folks. I was not drunk. I slept like a baby last night. I really did. And it was interesting to see what the fuck was going on this morning when I woke up. Okay, so my Twitter account. I'm going to come clean. My Twitter account was hacked. It was hacked by me. I wasn't drunk. I actually was not sleeping like a baby. Well, when I did get to sleep, I slept like a baby. But I was actually suffering from insomnia. Again, I wish I had some weed to help me put me to sleep last night. But I didn't. So I was kind of wired and bored. And I noticed that somebody tweeted out an article from a Spanish version of Russia Today. And in Spanish, they reported that a anonymous Twitter account, one of the bigger accounts with the group accounts with like 100-something thousand followers. It said one of these accounts was commandeered by none other than our good friend Hector Sabu, Hector, a.k.a. Sabu, who, by the way, on Friday is up for sentencing again. And I'm going to do a show on Friday dedicated to Hector. It's going to be called Fuck FBI Free Ball Friday, which, of course, you know, Sabu has a sentencing. His sentencing is up again this Friday, this Fuck FBI Free Ball Friday. And, so we're going to celebrate Sabu on Friday. But anyway, getting back to this article. This article said that this Anon account was hacked by Sabu. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. You got to be shitting me. No way. And so, of course, I look at the account, and it says the account is Anon_Central. And I was like, no fucking way. No way. I would have noticed that. I'm following that account. So I go over and I check out the account, and I'm like, there's nothing on here that looks like Sabu was there. Maybe they're deleted. I don't know. But it doesn't look right to me. I scroll down a little ways, and sure enough, there's Hacked by Sabu. And hacked is the hashtag. Hacked by Sabu. And it said like, however you say that word. And I was like, really? I was like, that, okay. And I looked around. There were no other articles. It was the only article, a Spanish article. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so I hit up some people that I know who are have connections with the Anon_Central account. And I'm like, hey, what's up, dudes? Did Sabu really, is this real? And I didn't hear back from anybody. And I was looking, and I was like, you know, is RT really basing this news off of this one tweet from an anonymous account? You got to be kidding me. And sure enough, that was essentially, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what they were basing their entire reporting off of, was that one tweet from Anon Central saying hacked by Sabu. And I was like, you got to be shitting me. These people got press from that. So I was like, two can play at this game, dude. Fucking sign me up. I'm hacked by Sabu too, dudes. And at first I was like jokingly putting hacked by Sabu. And I sat there and I was like, why isn't RT picking this up, dude? Why am I not showing up in the articles? What the fuck? What do I have to do? So I decide, you know what? I'm going to let my fingers do the walking. So I go over to Google, have a little fun on Google. and I decided to do some fun lulzy copy pasta action in my timeline. If any of you were to pick out most of those tweets and verbatim copy paste those into a search engine, you're going to land on probably a Guardian article that has some LulzSec chat logs, IRC chat logs, posted in them. And so I got a hold of one of these chat logs because I'm doing research for the Sabu thing I'm doing on Friday. And, so I came across this chat log, and I just start, as I'm reading it, I'm just copying, pasting verbatim from the chat all of everything Sabu is saying. Boom. Just one by one, line by line. Boom, boom, boom. And suddenly people start responding, and sure enough, you can go down the line. It's almost like chronological. I go through the whole chat log and pretty much tweet almost everything verbatim that Sabu says. I did a little embellishment. There were a couple tweets that I took some creative license with. In one of his things says, holy fuck. So something like, holy fuck, Bitcoin is at $17. He was shitting his pants because Bitcoin was at $17. You know where Bitcoin is right now? Bitcoin is pushing 200 again. So all I did was put a zero at the end of the 17 and became 170. Just little shit like that I did to embellish it. But pretty much word for word, that's what I did. And even to the point where when people would ask me questions, I would just answer with a Sabu answer that he used with somebody that would answer him in the chat. It was kind of fun. I'm pretty sure I tricked Crappy Airbags. I'm pretty sure Crappy Airbags thought I was Sabu. I'm almost positive. And so it was fun. I had a good time, man. It was I did it early in the morning, so only the night owls and the idiots in the UK were paying attention. So it was fun. I had a lousy time. If anybody's really seriously worried about me, I apologize. I wasn't trying to upset anybody. I wasn't trying to make anybody worried or mad. Oh, I definitely want to apologize if I offended any members of 2600. Sabu had some choice words from some very explicit words about the 2600 crew and the people that were hanging out in that chat, their IRCs around that time. So I want everybody to know that saw that those are not the views or opinions that are reflective of events in the Bay. Okay. That was just me, like I said, tweeting verbatim Sabu. And, I also especially want to apologize to Prison Reform Movement and Free_Hammond, a.k.a. Sue Crabtree from the Free Hammond Campaign. I apologize for giving you a heart attack this morning. My account was never compromised. I'm safe. I'm fine. I'm not dead. Callista said that, reported that I was dead, that Sabu killed me. Yeah, so none of that shit happened. I was not high. I was so sober. I was so sober. I was intoxicated, I think. Anyway, so there you have it, folks. You mad? All right. So with that said, We're gonna get a show going here. We're gonna have a show. People are gonna call in and tell me what's up. And we'll take it from there. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be joined by CNY Rebel of Russell League Radio. He's also got a new show called Revolution Radio on BTR, and I think his next show is tomorrow night on feminism. Yeah, so you're going to have Russell League members talking about feminism tomorrow night. That, what could go wrong? So I look forward to bringing him aboard. And everybody else who calls in at 347-826-7667. And so before we do that, let's take a quick break. I'll screen some calls and come back with CNY Rebel right here on Blog Talk Radio and the Vince of the Bay Radio Network. Yo-yo!
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Yeah. You already know what it is. The ITB back up in this. Okay, so I'm trying to... Shit, man. This song is too short. It wasn't by too short, but it was too short. I didn't give a chance to do everything I wanted to do during the break, but I think I found one of the articles with this little sec. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Here it is, folks, in the chat room. This is the article. Just highlight. Just do a function F on Sabu in that article. You can click on that article, Manicorn. Look, it's theguardian.com/2/2011/JUN/24/inside-lulsec-chatroom-logs-hackers. And just do a option F search for Sabu throughout that page, and you'll pretty much see every single tweet that every single line that I tweeted. And yes, Manicorn said no one ever caught on. No one did. One person pretty much called it from the beginning that it was bullshit. And I'll give credit where credit is due. That's Tablitz. Tablitz, isn't that his? Tablitz. Blitz, whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about. Blitz called it out right from the get-go. He was one of the first people to talk to me. Yeah. It means the. I know, Manicorn. Oh, and Tinfoil Radio Network just got here, too. Great. I Ask Candy's here, everyone. The fun can stop. Okay, before I bring on Rebel, I'm going to say hello to the chat room here. What do we have in here? Big ups to One Nodus for coming out tonight. Thank you for tuning in. And Camp Dalek in the house. And Camp Dalek in the building. Also BTR host. Check out his new show with Antichrist 73, who's also in the chat room. And sandwiched between them is Anomi. Hey, Anomi. Also, we have Atomic Ray in the house. Welcome, Atomic Ray. Boger. What up, Boger? Consolence in the house. F-Twops in the house. Hey. Guest listeners, welcome. Lurking. Johnny Panics. What is up, Johnny Panics? That's a great name, Johnny Panics. Sounds like a 50s rockabilly band. Johnny Panics and the Wacky Maniacs. You should come out with a band like that, dude. What, Johnny Panics and the Wacky Maniacs. We also have Liam Fuckitall. Hey, Liam Fuckitall. Welcome to the show. Liam Fuckitall, could you do me a favor and get a hold of your fucking girlfriend? My God. She's taken, I thought Nick and Schmoop and all those people were annoying with this stupid trick-or-treat meme. But your girlfriend, dude, I think she's sick. I really do. I think this is a disease. It's not a meme. It's a fucking disease, dude. And she's caught it, man. And Manicorn's trying so fucking hard with his bananas thing, dude. Just like AG Nazi, bro, no one's buying it, man. Take your banana and stick it up your cornhole. We also have Love for World Peace. Love for World Peace. Welcome. Old Ninja. Old Ninja. Welcome, Old Ninja. Oh, shit. Hang on. God damn it. I can't even get through the fucking roll call without you people fucking scrolling. Manicorn, 2 minutes. 2 minutes for Manicorn. Dude, I'm trying. 2 minutes. Manicorn, 2 minutes for scrolling. Okay. I'm just trying to get through this fucking chat log or the chat room considerations. And I can't get through it because people are fucking spamming my chat room with stupid shit about bananas. Where was I? Org 9 in the house. Hey, Org 9. Plus one. Hey, plus one. Good to have you here. Oh, plus one. I hope you appreciated my fucking Twitter flame the other day on she whose name we shall not say. Prison reform movement. Hey, prison reform movement. Good to have you here. Plus one says, moi, I was very worried about you last night. Then I thought, wait, it's just a Twitter account. Why is it giving me feels? I feel that, yeah, me too. I was like, I talked to some people, and well, when I told some people, they were, well, okay, first of all, when I saw some people reacting online like, oh, my God, he's dead. Holy, it was like, people were talking about me like I was dead, man. I was like, holy shit. Dude, it's Twitter. It's not life, dude. It's Twitter. Wow. Wow, dude. Dude. Even if my shit did get ganked, man, it doesn't mean somebody fucking shanked me in a dark alley. Dude, it just, I mean, how many people have seen other people get their Twitter fucking ganked before? You know the drill, man. Somebody, if at best, somebody gets in there, they fucking fire off a couple cool tweets. Maybe they tweet somebody's address and tell them there's a party going on there, and then they're out. And then the person comes back on and cleans it up and says, "Oh shit, I got a hack sword, yay!" You know, dude, you don't assume. Oh my God, Soldier Boy is dead. Holy shit, they got his Twitter account. He's fucking dead. Oh, my God, they got Soldier Boy. Holy shit, they got Vince in the Bay. Oh, my God. It's fucking Twitter, people. Come on. Did I get through the fucking chat room yet? Did I finish? I hope I did. Oh, shit. Yeah, no, I didn't. Revolution Radio in the house. He's going to be up here in a second. Robotic Chaotic, hey, baby doll, good to see you. Small Affair, hey, Small Affair. String X Bean. Striker Cat, Striker Cat. Okay. Technological Vacuum, welcome to the show, Technological Vacuum. What else do we have here? Oh, we have the Manicorn. In time out right now, the Manicorn. The mighty, oh, how the mighty Manicorn has fallen. Tinfoil Radio Network, a.k.a. I Ask Candy. And last but certainly not least, my good pal, Vert. What up, Vert? Good to see you there. Thanks for retweeting my tweets and shit, dude. Hope you're doing good. Can't wait to see you soon. Okay, fuck, yes. Dude, finally done with that. And I can get to my my switchboard. And first of all, I'm going to welcome, you know him from Russell League Radio and the new BTR show Revolution Radio, which is going to be on tomorrow night right here on Blog Talk Radio. They're gonna have phone sex with lesbians tomorrow night. Be there. Welcome to the show, CNY Rebel. Welcome, CNY Rebel.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm getting my my feminists all lined up for an epic show tomorrow night. We're going to learn a lot about feminism and feminists, and then we're going to bring on some anti-feminists, and then we're going to I'm going
to
mute
myself. Oh, you were able to wait. You were able to find some anti-feminists? Are you kidding me?
They're all over the place.
I had no idea.
Is there a word for people that are anti-feminists? Like, there's a feminist who are the some men, but mostly women, who just just completely side with the female race of being, you know, we're on equal, we want equal or better. Is there a male counterpart to that?
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
Is there a male counterpart to a feminist?
Yeah, there's a male counterpart to everything. Yeah. No, I think there's, no, actually, you know, I think there's just dudes can be feminists too. I mean,
there are some. There absolutely are some.
Yeah, like Dave Matthews. I mean, come on.
I like Dave Matthews. I've been to a ton of concerts.
Are you kidding me, dude? He is fucking, oh, God, what's, he's, Jesus Christ, what's her fucking name?
Lily Fair, whatever it is. Didn't he help her start that?
So, yeah, he's Sarah McLachlan with a penis.
Saving puppies one at a time.
Seriously, that's Dave Matthews. Sarah McLachlan with a penis. That's it.
Well, we should get Dave Matthews on then.
Dude, you should. You should, man.
That'd be awesome. Play some live tunes for us.
I've seen Dave Matthews too, man. I had a girlfriend once. So I've been to the concerts, and, you know, they, actually live, they're pretty good.
They are. They're just as good as they are on record, if not better. They're a great live band.
I listen to that gay shit on record. Are you kidding me? What are you listening to, man? Adult contemporary shit?
I mixed in with some Celine Dion and some Depeche Mode, you know.
Exactly.
I'm all around.
Okay. You're top 40. I get it. Feminism. Feminists, huh? Is Oakland L going to be on?
You know, I asked her, and she said she may if she can get out of class. But I figured she would be a tough one to get on because she likes to go on rants. She doesn't like to go on the radio.
She loves Wrestle League. Are you kidding me? She follows all you guys. She worships all of you guys. That's what the fucking big – I think it's the biggest contradiction on the internet is the fact that that girl likes Schmoop.
That is true,
yeah,
actually.
All those guys, like, she follows Danny, she follows all those people. She sucks their cock, yet she's a feminist. How is that possible? Like, she's trolling. She can't really be a feminist.
You know her. You've met her. She's the biggest feminist I know.
DEF CON, dude. No feminists go to DEF CON, dude. She's not a feminist.
Well, there are no women on the internet, so.
That, too.
But she's mad feminist, but Revolution
Dude,
Radio is
I'm
not.
I like Elle. I've hung out with Elle in person. She's nice. She's cool, to me at least, and she's kind of hot too.
She is. She's got a cute face.
She's curvy. I like,
you like
the curves too.
You
I like
that?
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Got to have a little bit of something there. But Revolution Radio is. It's not Wrestle League Radio. You know, we like to have fun on Wrestle League Radio,
dude, it's you have more Wrestle League people on your Revolution show than you have on the Wrestle League show.
Well, they had to show up and support me on the first night. You won't see as many Wrestle League people on.
They abandoned their own show. They need a show to troll. So you created a fake. I know what you're doing. I know exactly what you're doing. You're creating a fake serious show so they can troll. I get it, man. It's great. I think it's awesome. And I think everybody should listen to it. I think it's badass. And the fact that you guys are going to troll the fuck out of some feminists is even better.
Well, it's going to be a good time. I think it's going to be a very good show. It's going to be a lot of entertainment because when you put feminists and,
wait a second. Hang on. Am I kissing your ass enough? I was told I'm like a fluffer for Wrestle League, apparently. Have I been kissing your ass enough? I want to make sure.
Well, you've been doing a very good job, and we do appreciate the fluff. We try to get the fluff as much as possible. I do hear that is going around. That's a big fluffer.
I have got standards to live up to. I have a reputation to uphold. Apparently, I am a one of the number one fluffers of the Wrestle League. So I want to make sure I'm up to par because you know, they are some serious trolls. And, you know, I'm honored to be able to service them on the sidelines in between their activity and, you know, in between berating people on the internet for their mental capacity. I'm actually doing an internet service. Because in the time periods where I'm, say, giving Shmoop a rim job, he could be on the internet asking you if you're trick-or-treating. So you're welcome, internet. You're welcome.
His contrasts are very wide. He will be talking serious business and jabber, and next thing you know, he's trolling on Twitter. So he can split the services. He can give it to who it needs to be given to while taking care of business at the same time. He's an all-American. He really is. But I'm going to do some fluffing myself, Vince. I'm going to do some Vince fluffing. For everyone who's listening to the show who saw earlier on Twitter, we released the Russell League store. Actually, it's the Revolution Radio store, and we're selling shirts and hoodies and all that stuff with your favorite BTR personalities and the Russell League.
I want a mug. I don't want a shirt. I want a mug.
Well, I've got a surprise for you, Vince.
What?
We just created it. It's the regular price of this shirt is $25. That's what the person's going to pay, okay? For this show only, for the next hour and 20 minutes, we've discounted it to $18. I just dropped the link in your chat. The limited edition Vince in the Bay t-shirt is on sale for the next hour and 20 minutes for only $18. Click the link. It is safe. Check out the store. We're adding shirts hourly. Elliot is working behind the scenes, doing a great job. But the Vince in the Bay shirt.
2 minutes. 2 minutes. You know I love it. 2 minutes for capitalizing on my image. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm flattered that there's t-shirts with Vince in the Bay on them. I'm great. That's great. I think it's great. You're capitalizing off of my likeness. I don't blame you. I know I'm highly marketable. So it's all good. You have my blessing. But I didn't realize this was going to be a goddamn infomercial for fucking Russell Radio. I'm sorry. The last time I looked, it's fucking Vince in the Bay's show. See what you do when you reach out to people, right? And you try to help them out. You know, he says, "Hey, dude, can I be your co-host tonight?" Yeah, dude, totally. Yeah, come on, be my co-host. He doesn't want to be my co-host. He wants to come on here and sell t-shirts. Jesus Christ! Why didn't I think of that first? Anyway, 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. I got a lot of people on hold waiting patiently. Everybody, just hang tight. I'm going to get to each and every one of you. Let's start with this number right here. Go ahead, caller. You've been holding for a while. Unmuted. Hello? Caller, are you there? 916 area code. Hello, caller? Is this thing on? 1-2-2-2-2-2.
Niggers. Niggers.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hi, Vince. Let's talk about OPSEC. You don't ever click fucking links. You do not click links.
I haven't clicked on any links, dude. I put a link in there for people to click on. It's Guardian article. I think it's safe.
Okay.
But,
well,
but,
I mean,
no, tell me what I'm
I
doing
thought
wrong.
The last girl I hooked up with safe, and now I have herpes.
You have herpes now because of that Guardian link I sent?
Exactly. It's digital, but it's still real to me.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you know, one of the last things Sabu said in on my Twitter feed last night was that all your boxes have been rooted, so...
Sabu that did it. It was a 15-year-old skid.
That Sabu inspired to do. Yeah, I know. No, he knows about it. Trust me.
Do you really want to think Sabu gives a shit about that?
No. But yeah, I mean, that's something he would do, though. He essentially, that's what he did. I don't think he actually did hardly any shit. He just was really good at...
No, you're full of shit. Sabu is really, really good at what he does, dude. He can, like, do, like, a... He actually can, like, manually hack. He's really good.
No shit, man. I believe it. But I think he did a limited amount of illegal stuff. Kids that he busted.
No, he didn't. No. I think he was caught for doing a limited amount of illegal things.
Okay, continue.
Oh, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh. All right. So, InfoSec, OpSec, whatever you want to fucking call it, words of wisdom, Manicor, please, school us.
My words of wisdom is everybody needs to quit being a fucking faggot on fucking Twitter. We used to troll people, now everybody's being a little fucking cunt. Everybody's doxing everybody else. It's fucking just gay shit. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of logging out of my timeline and seeing fucking drama between my friends. I don't like it. Everybody needs to fuck right off of that. If you're really concerned with, like, OPSEC, what you do is you buy two VPSs, not in the United States, you VPN to one, you VPN to the other, and then you log into Twitter. And then you don't get doxxed. It's not rocket science. You just have VPSs. That's what all the fucking leads do. There you go. Fucking OPSEC in 30 seconds. Oh, and scrub the metadata out of your pictures. I've seen a lot of, like, really people that are, like, saying elite and shit like that, and they have fucking metadata in their fucking pictures. I still think Android phones are for pussies, too.
That's awesome. So do I. Speaking of which, we have a pussy with us here, and he's my co-host for the evening. It's CNY Rebel of Rough League Radio. You're back, Rebel.
I apologize. I didn't mean to do that. What's going on, Manny?
Are you trying to tell me a Russell League member didn't mean to be Russell Jimmy's? Vince gets rustled so easy. Dude, when I DDoS'd his show like 3 weeks ago, dude, he was flipping the fuck out and blaming it on fucking ninjas.
I tried to do something nice for Vince. I was actually excited to come on the show to unveil the shirt for Vince, and then I got thrown into the mute box.
Hey, it's just rules, man. I'm just enforcing the law, okay? It's nothing personal. It really is. Justice is blind here on my show.
Yeah, now you sound like a cop, bro. Are you a cop? You a Fed, Vince? Vince the Fed?
I am a fascist dictator of the Blog Talk Radio airwaves, okay?
And also a nigger, apparently.
Look,
hey, dude, that is not a word that's bannable.
I didn't say there was anything bannable about what you said. Did I?
Negative.
I'm sorry, did I? What word do you think was bannable? Tell me what word you thought was potentially bannable.
Dude, pull the banana out of your ass.
Like,
seriously.
Wait, do you feel like you should be on timeout? Is that what it is? Do you have a guilty conscience?
Dude, I drink. I don't ever have a conscience.
Uh-huh. Okay, because I didn't hear anything bad or out of line. I come out of your mouth
dude,
yet.
You're
I mean,
starting to
you
get that. You're about to get. You have that muted tone in your voice. I can hear it.
Okay. All right. Whatever, dude. 347-826-7667 is the number. We're gonna go to the phone line. I have unscreened a caller calling in through Skype live. You're alive.
Yeah, hello there.
Yeah, hi, who's that?
My name is actually Andrew Mulvaney. I'm from Scotland at the moment. I work for Vigilant Security Services.
Ah, Andrew, welcome
you
to the
sound
show.
Like a cunt.
I'm out in Scotland at the moment now. But so how are you doing today, Vince?
Well, tonight we're just having an open mic show. I've got CNY Rebel with me. I have Manicorn. He's part man, part unicorn. And we're doing a show about information security. I pretended that my Twitter got breached this morning as a prank, and some people believe that I was really somebody really got into my Twitter, and it was kind of interesting just to see people's reactions and stuff. Like some people acted like I was fucking dead, just because. So what? Even if my Twitter did get hacked, who gives a fuck, right? I mean, that happens to all the people all the time.
I give a fuck.
I guess so. Well, up in the hills of Scotland here, we actually have a lot of issues with home intrusion of moles. And see, what our vigilant security services do, we actually provide a proactive and humane solution to ridding these moles of our land. You see, we use CS gas. What's your opinion on that, Vince? Do you think that's a good idea?
Are you telling me you're gassing people? I didn't hear that. What?
We actually have a huge problem with moles up here in the hills of Scotland. They see they actually try to retake the land that was once theirs.
You're talking about like people are like indigenous people that, and you're like a settler, kind of like in what's going on in the West Bank and shit.
Braveheart.
So are these people like Aborigines and shit? Are they militant? What's the deal?
Just actually, you know, the mole that'll bury through the floor and ruin your cabbage. It'll actually do a lot of danger to your crops for that year. You know, you might not be eating, or you can go and trick or treating that year.
Trick or treating, huh?
Aye, indeed. A wee bit of trick or treating, you know, does no harm, you know. Can I ask you, Vince, are you going trick or treating?
All right, get the fuck off my show. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. I am not going trick-or-treating. So you can just forget it, all right? No, all right? I don't need it. I've answered it, okay? It's done. Oh, my God. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. We're talking about InfoSec. If you have a story you'd like to share with us, I don't care if it's about Aborigines in the hills of Scotland. It don't matter. Give us your story. The number is on the screen. It's 347-826-7667. Let's go back to the phone lines. Caller unscreened. Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah. Hi. Who's that?
Hi, Vince. This is Anani Odin.
Oh, Anani Odin. What's going on, dude? How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Well, I have a thing here I'd just like to mention. Unlike some folks who have been calling in, I have been tweeting for quite a while. I'm sort of hoping that people may hear this and follow this guy who on Twitter is called Joe Hosey, who's like a lot of journalists is under kind of the gun here in the United States, and he's just one of them, but he's one that I decided, well, I'm going to stop tweeting until 1,000 people follow this guy. Apparently, what's going on is that a judge is trying to pressure him to give up his sources under threat of being jailed and so on. And, of course, you know, a lot of activists have been jailed for, you know, not much more than clicking on a link. So, and now the attack, you know, goes against journalists of all stripes. So I'm hoping that people will follow this guy who on Twitter is Joe Hosey. That's at J-O-E-H-O-S-E-Y, just like it sounds. Other than that, since this is an OPSEC kind of show, since it's my understanding, I don't know really a lot to say about that. There's a lot of going on in terms of people being compromised and the internet being compromised and Tim Berners-Lee getting compromised all up in every which way. And well, I don't know. I have a suggestion. It's a little bit old, but if you go to my blog, my Twitter, which shows is odincybergorilla.org, there's some suggestions there, but I think people need to do things like donate to the EFF. It's suing the tail off the NSA, and we're trying to, and that's a start. But people need to take care of their own security as well, I suppose, and support decentralized alternatives in NeoPi or Trust Project. I might go off Twitter entirely as of December or January if Trust Project gets off the ground and starts a Twitter alternative. So I'll see how that goes. Thanks for having me on the show.
Right. I think it's time to start looking for the next thing beyond Twitter because, I mean, let's face it, Twitter is losing money and it's going public so it can raise money. So all the original investors are looking for an exit now in some ways. Some are probably going to stay on. But essentially, Twitter, I think, is unfortunately jumped the shark. Until there's something better, I'm staying on it. I'll probably stay on it. It'll probably be like MySpace. It'll always have a Twitter. Yeah, it's kind of put things in perspective, Twitter, just the way that things are getting disseminated, and it's really putting the power back into the hands of the people. I think it's a sexy sell, but it also is very scary. I'll tell you right now, the fact that people were fearful for my life because they thought my Twitter had been compromised tells
That's
me
a little
that,
strange, huh?
that that tells me that, that Twitter is pretty is more powerful than we think, and there's a reason why people are going to pay billions of dollars for it, is because it's powerful. It's very, very influential. It's scary, man. It really is, dude.
Yeah,
I,
just a couple of the investors are, if you look at the filings, and they, since they did their filing now for their IPO, it's Twitter's got a JP, what is it, Morgan Chase or whatever, and then Goldman Sachs is another major one, and then I forget, there's several others. So, you know, the usual suspect if you run down the banking kind of a cartel, which is, I suppose, to be expected. So I think that the notion of a decentralized alternatives like, you know, I'll harp on this a little bit, Trust Project, T-R-S-S-T Project on Twitter, is you know, these are viable alternatives because they propose.
Hey, can you do me a favor before you can, meet with it? Can you make sure to tweet me that? What, I'm sorry, I'm just, I'll forget if I don't say it, but can you make sure to, like, links and the Twitter handles and everything for all this?
Sure thing. I'll get on and in a little bit I'll send you some.
Okay, cool. So say that one more time. What's the name of the organization or of the site and what's the Twitter handle?
Well, let's see. The one I was talking about, kind of a decentralized RSS.
That one. That's what I want to know
the,
about.
The Trust Project, which is actually spelled. Its Twitter handle is TRSSTPROJECT. And while on the subject of decentralized things, it's simple. And then there's another decentralized bit, which, you know, is going on, if you think about getting away from the dollar or centralized currency, Bitcoin. But, I mean, everybody's harping on that all the time. But I'll tell you that I've been working a bit with kind of a developer person that's on Bitmonet, which is a way of incorporating being able to take Bitcoin if you're doing online publishing and taking Bitcoin for the content, setting up sort of a pseudo paywall. So Bitmonet, if you want to look that up too. So again, anything decentralized is, I think, kind of at least something worth exploring rather than just the constant centralized things that we're so used to using.
The last price for Bitcoin was at 207 and change, $207.80.
Yeah.
87 cents. It's slowly crept back up, man. Remember when it was really volatile for a couple months there at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, I remember when it was like six.
Wildly spiking up and down, and over the past like 3-4 months, it's really kind of, it's still very volatile if you compare it to, like, say, a stock or something, but it's kind of, you know, it's not fluctuating quite as wildly anymore, but it was down around 100 for a while there, and it's just slowly crept back up to 200. And you got to wonder, like, is that? Do you think that's a reflection of inflation or true supply and demand, or what? What do you think is really at play with this Bitcoin thing?
Well, you mentioned inflation, and then you mentioned supply and demand. I would say that there's some inflationary relationship to the effect you see, even though the supply of it is mathematically capped, while that whole bit is in play, and while people are beginning to see it and surge, you know, kind of surge by or you know, kind of notice that there's a thing going on there and it's an alternative or diversify the portfolio, I think there are some inflationary things. And it's not pegged to the dollar, but then people are using dollars to buy it. And so clearly there's an inflationary relationship, at least for the moment. And then the other thing, you know, that you mentioned, well, yeah, I mean, I think that there's this volatility, there's a huge variety, but again, you know, you kind of look at what's happening with gold and silver too, which are supposedly more stable, and they seem to be fluctuating upwards right now. So it's kind of interesting to watch this, and I have a funny feeling what's going to come of this is that people are going to be shifting more towards decentralized virtual currencies, maybe some gold and silver and commodities, and a little bit less heavy investments in the dollar, this kind of thing, because, you know, the dollar, you're talking about the Fed, you know, the central banking system, the whole failing system, the whole fail whale. You know, I mean, people don't want as much of their resources tied up in that as they used to.
Right. It's, you know what I think is funny is when I watch like CNBC or I don't know, doesn't matter, Bloomberg, and I see these people, and then I follow them online and on Twitter, and they'll say some of these people will dismiss Bitcoin, and they'll say, oh, it's a virtual currency. A virtual currency will never make it. I'm like, dude, what do you think the fucking dollar is right now, dude?
Right.
Do you think they're really printing dollar bills anymore? Physical paper? No, it's all ones and zeros, bro. It's all virtual.
Much value is like you believe it be, right? It's like if there's a belief inherent in the system. It's like a religion, and so it has value to the extent you believe it does, and that you're willing to use it as such.
Right. No doubt. Anani Odin, tell us your Twitter.
It's Anani Odin. It's with two N's, so it's Anani, O-D-I-N, and Nancy.
So it's A-N-O-N-Y-Y-O-D-I-N-N?
No, it's A... And, oh, God, now you're making me spell.
Do I?
Oh, my goodness, let me try again. A-N-O-N-Y-O-D-I-N-N. There you go.
Oh.
I got it.
Okay, Anani Odin with two N's. Got it.
Yeah,
sweet,
yeah.
Dude. Thanks for calling in, man. Do you want to hang around and take calls with me and Rebel in the second hour?
Oh, that's all right. I think maybe I'll do that another night. Yeah, I got to take care of some stuff.
All right, man. Well, hey, dude, we're going to take a break, and I got a bunch more calls to get to, but I really thank you for calling in, and I appreciate it. It's been a long time, man. I don't think I've heard from you since, like, off BART days, maybe, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's been that long.
All right.
I'll call back in soon.
Okay, cool, man. Thanks for calling. Appreciate the call, and it's good to hear from you.
Ciao, man.
All right. Anani Odin, everybody. Follow him on Twitter. All right. I'm Vince the Bay. Follow me on Twitter. It's twitter.com/VinceTheBay. And I'm going to come back with, I think we're going to have I Has Candy and then some more calls and your call as well if you want to join me. It's 347-826-7667. I see a lot of people on my switchboard. Some people don't have their hand raised. It's fine if you call in and just to listen. But if you were calling in and you wanted to speak on the air, press the number 1 on your keypad. That's right. Press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you want to be put on the air. It puts you in the call-in queue, and it knows me that you. It alerts. It just basically tells me that you want to talk. Okay. And oh shit! It looks like Nigger Christ is on deck too. So there's that and more. On the way, we're already in the second hour. 347-826-7667. Let's listen to the bye.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
All right, we're already deep into the second hour of rock and roll with your hostess with the mostest, Vince in the Bay. My co-host tonight is CNY Rebel. He's from Revolution Radio. He's from Russell Leak Radio. He's going to taunt a bunch of feminists on his show tomorrow night on BTR. Check it out. Rebel, do you want to do a quick plug for that?
Yeah. Tomorrow night, BTR. Revolution Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We have the Feminist Show. It's going to be a great show. We actually just got another person confirmed for the show. Do you guys know All Shiny, at All Shiny? She's going to be coming on the show. She is a known feminist.
She's awesome. She's awesome. I love All Shiny. She's been on my show a couple times. She's great.
Awesome. Hopefully free Hammond, we can get
free Hammond supporter. She's good. She's good people. I didn't know she was got it. She's a feminist.
She is.
Oh my God.
She definitely is. She's
a militant.
It takes all kinds of feminist.
I used to work with a bunch of feminist Nazi animal lovers, so you know I can accept. I've learned to accept people. City of Flint says he's a feminist. I know that. I know that. already know that.
Some guys are. You know, there are. You said it earlier. It always shocks me, and I'm going to stereotype just for a second. It shocks me when I hear that there's male feminists. And my first instinct, and this is probably I'm going to be looked upon poorly for this, I would think that a male feminist would be gay. I would think that most male feminists would be gay.
No, not necessarily. No, no. We have, I would say more than likely all, I would say most gay men would qualify as feminists. I think they would be, you know, I have no problem, girlfriend. You go, girl. You know, they sister, take it to the bridge. Yes. They don't give a fuck. But then you might have a few militant gay people that just like bull dykes, like men bash because they're jealous they don't have penises. The same thing on the other side of the token. You got the men who hate women because they have vaginas and they don't have penises. I think that exists.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There are some brutes out there too. Some big, big brutes. We have lesbians, lots of lesbians in my area. Of course, you're in the Bay Area.
Well, bears. So you guys have any bears out there?
Yeah, yes. Yes, we do.
I should just do a show dedicated to bears. I mean, I do a Vince and the Bay show. I haven't even done a gay show. People make fun of me for being Vince and the Gay, but I've never actually done a show dedicated to being gay.
Not a bad idea, really. I bet you'd get a decent turnout.
Fucking here, I could tap into it so easily. No pun intended.
Oh, boom!
Stop, Bears. Yeah,
stop,
you know,
Bears.
Yeah, I'd have to get Assert to co-host with me, though.
Oh, she'd do it in a heartbeat.
Can you imagine Assert hanging out with a bunch of gay, hairy old men?
She'd love it.
That's like a sitcom.
She'd be right at home. That's like a WB sitcom.
No, it's a reality show, man. We should do it. We should fucking pitch in to do a reality show. We'll do a pilot episode. It's just Assert stuck in a house with 9 burly, hairy gay men.
There'd be trains nightly. I think Playboy TV might pick that up. That's not a bad idea, Vince. Now,
of course, it's not a bad idea.
Think about this, though. There are no reality shows that are strictly gay people. There's been gay people on reality shows.
Oh, get out of here. There's got to be. By now, there's like a reality show for everything now.
I don't think there is.
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy? Oh, wait, no, that's about straight guys, though. Shit. What? Project One Runway. Project Runway.
There's a bunch of hot chicks on there.
Yeah, but all the dudes are gay. It's all about
men. But
there's
straight people. It's
all about people that want to have sex with men. That's gay.
I'm talking about like a Big Brother, but like a Big Brother type sitcom. We'll call it Big Brother, and we'll get like 9 or 10 gay guys in Assert, and we'll put them on the show. Cameras in every room. This could make us $1 million.
I'm telling you, man, anything with Assert and just a weird cross section of people, just pull out, you could do it. It could be a revolving series. Like it's just Assert's house and every season it's a different cast of weirdos that come in. Like one episode's furries. The next one's like juggalos. You got a Bears. You could have bronies. Yeah, man, the possibilities are endless. It's just all you have to do is find 9 weird people, throw them in a house with ass hurt, and it's comedy gold.
Well, she's probably one of the funniest people I know anyways. And she's witty.
She's so meta, it's disgusting, dude. I can't believe, honestly, I can't believe that she's only 19.
Only 19.
Because, like, I'll talk to her about music and shit and pop culture or whatever that was kind of more relevant when I was growing up in the 40s. And she knows all of that shit.
She's hot. What can I say? If she didn't have a dick, I'd take a run at her.
She's all right. She's got nice, perky boobs. But but she's brilliant, man. She and I did that fish show. We did a show dedicated to fish. It was like my highest rated broadcast. Seriously, that's another episode of We'll call it ass hurt plus 8. It'll always be 8 new people, or ass hurt plus 9.
That's not a bad title. Added on top of that,
all these people go in with no identification on them at all, and throughout the episode, ass hurt has to systematically try to dox all of them.
She could do that. Her lifeline. She's got to have a lifeline. She's got to have someone she can call to help. Evidently,
an episode she'll call Weave in Jail for help. Dude, did you see that video that Jihad posted about some fucking video short film about some like asshole cop dude and the guy, the cop is played by Weave?
I didn't see that.
Dude, look at my Twitter feed. I retweeted in my timeline just recently. I retweeted a tweet by Jihad, or he goes by What the Fucks.
Yeah.
And he tweeted out this YouTube video, and it's of Weave playing a cop. And I got halfway through it, and I have to finish it, but it's fucking hilarious, dude. It's almost as funny as Caesar's videos that he tweeted out, the Batman and Superman.
Oh, my God, those things are fucking hilarious. Oh.
The Batman versus Superman, it was just perfect.
I was crying. I was laughing so hard. The Wolverine one was pretty good, too.
Yeah. I was literally laughing out loud.
You used it correctly. Very good. Very good, Vince.
Of course I used it correctly, dude. I'm very careful with my words, dude, if you didn't notice. And I know some people haven't noticed. But yeah, I'm very careful to use things correctly. I know this whole hacker troll culture is about breaking things and using things for uses they weren't intended for. But I come from a world called reality where we like things that work.
You know what I don't like, Vince? You know what really grinds my gears? Yeah. Are these fucking retards on Twitter who... they use, like, baby talk, and they use their leet grammar of spelling words. It fucking kills me. Like, I'm reading a tweet, and I'm like, is this guy, or is mostly it's women. I go, is this woman trying to sound like a baby, or is she just so fucking retarded she can't even goddamn spell?
We went to school so we could learn to spell correctly. We didn't go there so we could regress and unlearn everything we did. I know you're closer to the end than the beginning, but it's not, you know, come on. It's not time to get all fetal on me. You know, half these people are just curled up in a ball in their room, in their basement. No sunlight for days. In the fetal position, furiously typing on their phone. It's disgusting, man. I'm really disgusted by the toxicity that's floating around on Twitter right now, dude. And I've gotten sucked into it. I'm just as guilty as anybody.
Don't these people have jobs? I've watched all the Twitter drama that's been going all day that you were a part of last night, and they're going at it again today. I'm thinking to myself, I was sitting at work And you know, I supervise my employees, so I'm always sitting at my desk in my office doing what I need to do. But I have my laptop open, and I have TweetDeck on there, and I take a peek at it every now and then. And these people tweet like every 3 minutes, and I'm thinking to myself, they can't have jobs, or they wouldn't be able to hold them, because they'd be on their phone tweeting all day. Or these people must not have jobs, so they have nothing better to do. I don't get it.
It's that coupled with people that do have jobs where they don't really do anything all day. They sit around for 8 hours to do the equivalent of one total hour of work, and the rest of the time is multitasking. That's what they like to call it in the industry, multitasking.
Yeah.
Which is what I do. Which what I do during this entire show is one big multitask. But whatever, we got callers that want to get on here, so
yeah, let's get them on here.
I got this guy Ricky Ricardo. I don't know what the fuck his deal is, but he's claiming he had the idea of getting hacked by Sabu, I think. I don't know. Whatever I did last night, he claims he had the idea first. And apparently I'm copying him. No, my bad. Sorry, dude. I guess I owe you royalties or something. I don't know. Send me the original tweets. I'll retweet them. Full disclosure, I fucking ripped this guy off. You know, not only was my entire Twitter performance a fraud, but it's a fraud based on a fraud. It's not even mine.
Really?
All right.
Yeah. So you're on?
Okay.
Bring him on.
Yeah, he's here. Ricky, welcome to the show.
What's up, brother? First off, I didn't get hacked by Sabu. I am Sabu, okay, brother? And, yes, it was a false flag. I'll admit it now, it was a false flag. But I was trying to make it seem as if, you know, as if Vince in the Bay hacked the ninjas. Therefore, we could just wipe you off the face of the Twitterverse. Which is really what everybody wants. But other than that, how you doing?
Dude, I'm doing okay, bro. I've just been sick of all this bullshit. Like, this is pretty much the reason why I do the drama with the ninjas and I pretend like I get hacked and shit. Because I'd rather make up some fake comic book drama than actually attack people in real life personally.
Word.
You know? And it's just fucking not cool, dude. We're on Twitter. We should be having fun.
Word.
You know, we shouldn't be trying to ruin people's lives.
Word.
You know, just over trivial bullshit.
Word.
So you know, that's part of the reason. I mean, obviously, that thing I did last night was a total spontaneous thing, and obviously,
word,
it's not an original idea. But whatever,
word,
man. You know,
word,
I was having fun, and I'm glad. You know, I'm glad other people,
word,
recognized it.
Word. Go on, I'm
Look,
listening.
Ricky, will you stop saying fucking word after every single word I say?
Okay.
Good. Thank you. Because I'll put you on timeout. I don't know if you listened to my show lately, but I'm pretty much a full-time fascist on the show now. I'm a fascist dictator. Si.
¿Qué?
Si se puede.
Palabra.
Okay. 347-826-7667 is Vince the Bay with Ricky, CNY Rebel, and more. Ricky, you noticed the topic tonight, InfoSec. What are some words of wisdom you'd like to share with people about this topic?
Well, one of the first things I learned in order to stay a mumminess is really a simple one. Delete your DMs, really. I delete all my DMs all the time. I also go by, you know, Carlos Danger, so I've learned a lesson once or twice, so... That's pretty much, you know, that's the, you know, and also hide behind 7 proxies. I heard 7 proxies is the magic number. So it's 7 proxies, check your DMs, delete system 32, and you're good to go. Am I doing it right?
Of course, man. You fucking help write the fucking book. Are you kidding me?
Oh, actually, you have to wear your Guy Fawkes mask at least 9 hours a day while you're online as well. I heard that's a rumor.
Oh, and something about tinfoil. I think you have to wrap your camera on the laptop with tinfoil, so so it does so the feds can't get you or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, it's called candying your system, I believe it's called.
Yeah,
I
and
like...
speaking of which, we have Mr. Tinfoil himself here with us now. Guys, I want you to welcome to the show. It had to happen sooner or later, so I'm just going to get over it with now. Welcome to the show. Ricky, is that you behind your seven proxies? It is. Jesus Christ, dude. Hey, Ricky, check this out, man. I'm going to bring you back on. Ricky, can you self-mute
yep.
right now real quick?
It's because I'm a spick, right?
No, it's because you're behind seven proxies and you got some hideous background noise, homie.
Hold on, I'm just chopping up some stuff. Hold on. I don't.
I bet you're chopping stuff up, dude.
Yep. Hold on.
Right, you know what I'm going to do? This is what I'm going to do, Rick.
Hold on.
Oye, papi. Oye, dime. Oye. No, deja eso. Coño. Okay.
Sorry about that.
The hell, are you outside of a Home Depot? What are you doing?
No, dude, he's not. He's trying to. He's threatening to hit his children.
Sounds about
beat
right.
Beat your kids, man. That's the way. That's how they learn. If you weren't raised with a correa, a chancleta, or a wooden spoon, then you just weren't living. Beat your kids. I'm telling you, beat your kids. They're not. In public, but, you know.
Is this the kind of stuff you condone, Vince?
You know what? I'm multitasking. I'm not even paying attention. But
you had Team Berserk that admitted to hacks that evidently stole $100,000 from something on your show, and now Mexicans are beating children. This is cutting edge radio.
We do it all here, man. We do it all here, bro.
Word.
All right. Let's bring on Candy. I has Candy. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Oh, nothing. I'm hanging out with Rebel, Ricky, and now you. What do you want?
Oh, I was just calling in. Apparently, I am listening to your show in the future. I just tweeted out a screenshot of BTR showing that this show right now is live 3 years ago.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. This is proof of time travel.
What? Hey, you guys, I think we just made internet history.
I think so too.
Pretty... You did.
Whoa.
Now, what's your evidence of this, dude? I don't get it.
I see it 3 years ago. Yep, it's legit.
Yeah,
holy
look.
Shit.
Scroll up.
Yep, it's fucking aliens, man. It's fucking aliens. Not illegal aliens, neither. Well, it might be illegal aliens. I don't know. But,
you know, time is being changed right now, and the aliens are doing it, I guarantee you.
Whoa.
We just lost 3 fucking years of our lives. This sucks.
You know what? To be honest, I kind of had fun 3 years ago, so I'm cool with it.
Yeah, we're not losing. Aren't we gaining those 3 back?
I'm actually going to be a little bit younger, and I think I'd be a little bit slimmer, too.
But you'd still be a brony, literally.
Oh, you motherfucker.
So, Lulzsec hasn't been created yet. Vince, we can create that.
No,
yeah.
Shit.
In fact, good idea. I'm going to put Ricky on timeout for violating the rules. Yeah, we should create a group, and we'll call it, I don't know, we're going to try to make people laugh. So, I think we're going to call ourselves LOLing Security. What do you guys think?
Luz League.
No.
Why does everything have to be League?
It's LOLing, you think LOLing League might be good?
That wouldn't be too bad.
How about Ha 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 Security?
Too long.
How about rolling on the floor laughing security?
Tongue twister.
I still like LOLing. LOLing security. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Hey, let's see if we can register it.
Oh, I'm sure you can register.
It's already been registered. Guess who's got it?
Candy.
No. Adrian Lamo fucking has it.
I believe that, actually.
Oh, my God. Laughing my fucking ass off. Security. That's a good one. That's a good one. Let me check that one out. No, Adrian Lamo has that one, too.
Well, if you do find one, I have a... I said if you do have one, I have a $2 coupon for GoDaddy.
GoDaddy.
Oh, brilliant, dude. Brilliant. We're all going to sign up for Tor, and we're going to create LOLing security.co.ccc.usegnazi.
Hey, maybe
.com/Ovaltine.
You are old.
Oh, that's it, dude. I'm trying to bring the group together here, Candy, and you're mocking me. So you're going to be on. Also, Rebel, did this sound like he had a little bit of background noise going on there too?
Yeah, he had a little bit of feedback there.
Operating, of course, everybody knows that IAS Candy operates a submarine. He calls in from a submarine. Every once in a while, you heard sonar and different shit going on in the background. Yeah, don't even bother. He's got a show too, though, on BTR. Believe it or not, it's called the Tinfoil Radio Network. We'll let him plug it when he gets back of a timeout. But we got more calls, man. We have the Black Messiah himself on the line, Nigger Christ. Welcome to the show, Nigger Christ. Nigger Christ? Hello? NC, the Black Messiah. Are you there? Hello, you're unmuted. Unmute yourself, maybe.
I guess the white man really did get him down.
Yeah, all right. Well, Ricky's back. He's off a timeout now.
Oh, since we're plugging in radio shows,
yeah.
Would like to take this time out to say, Ninjas in the Bay, bitches. It's happening. Oh, yeah. Vince, your show is ours.
Yeah. No, I can't wait. That's going to be... Actually, I can't wait. That's going to be terrible. It's going to be torture. I'm just going to have to sit here and let these guys... Run rampant on my show. It's going to be horrible.
It's going to be your best show in years. Highest rated. We're going to have, and you heard it here first, we're going to have an extra special guest. You heard it here first. Not giving out no names, but who knows? It might be Agent Boo.
That would be interesting. That would be cool. You know, Agent Boo has called my show before.
The way I've been saying it, the nigga just needs to come back. He needs to come back, tweet, watch him, let him tweet from his old account and watch everybody flip shit.
Oh, no doubt. I don't know if they're going to let him do that, though, right? Like, they didn't let Tope, they didn't let any of those other dudes get their shit back. Are they going to let him?
Fuck it, you don't know. He already has, like, 20 socks, 30, 40, 50, 60 socks out there. You never know.
Yeah. Well, that would be pretty badass if he did, though. It would definitely be an eye opener, I think, at least for a day.
Nah, they need him for more important work. Them feds, pinche gringo feds.
Hey, dude, those are I'm a fucking gringo, you idiot.
I'm not an idiot, you puto.
Hey. All right, that's it. Another timeout, Ricky Ricardo. In 2 minutes, Ricky, for, again, hideous, hideous background noise and popping off to the fucking host, dude. What the fuck? You know, I'm about to hand over my goddamn show to you for charity, and you're calling me a puto? You don't think I know what that means? Cabrón! I may be a white boy, but I'm fucking an Italiano, you know? See? Sungat.
It's a mozzarella.
Oh, now you want to get into this, huh, Rebel? You want a little some of this time out?
Actually, I got a question. Speaking of old BTR hosts.
Nope. You're going to have to hold your fucking question, dude. You're on timeout. 2 minutes. 2 minutes for popping off the host. And speaking of hosts, Candy, you're back.
Hi.
Hey.
Is my background noise fixed?
Nope.
No,
but when you self-mute, it's okay. Like, if you just self-mute when you don't talk, you're good. Wow. It's like a ghost. He's gone. All right, let's try this call. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller?
Hello, Vince.
Hey, who's that?
That's Canadian Glenn.
Oh, my God, Canadian Glenn. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm all right. I just want to tell you, you know, I tried. I did my best,
you did.
But...
You made a very valiant effort to try. I know you were using... I know you were funded by taxpayer dollars because you're communist. You live in Canada. So I appreciate the gift of the Commonwealth in trying to support my show. I was really, really hoping you were going to pull it off. So, you know, I it's too bad that the ninjas, since they are involved in organized crime... they were able to put together some drug money and pulled it off at the last second. Let's just say they don't call her White Ninja for nothing. Wink, wink. So, yeah, but if, for those of you who don't know, Canadian Glenn is a good friend of the show, and there was a fundraiser over the weekend on Porno Puppy's show for Anon Wormer, who's needed to raise money to help with his commissary and all that stuff. And one of the things up for bid was a chance to host my show. And so basically, long story short, Canadian Glenn went face to face with neck and neck bidding back and forth in a bidding war with the ninjas, and at the last minute the ninjas won. So now the ninjas are going to have a chance to host the entire show. It's going to be Ninjas in the Bay. You heard Ricky talking about it. It's going to be a disaster, but I owe them it. It's for charity, though. It's for a good cause, and so I'll let them have the show and have fun with it. It would have been nice if the Canadians got it, because they're pretty much benign and vanilla. So and they're super nice and not offensive, and they'd probably just be drunk and talk about hockey. And so I you know, they wouldn't be spreading any propaganda or anything, or trying to smear me or I don't know, try to sell drugs on the air. Yeah, they would keep it clean.
Well, we might have tried to sell some, but if you had Knick Knack on, then I'm sure you would for 2 hours, and then Loki would call, and then they'd argue, and then it probably would follow the general outline of your show. It would have just turned into spaghetti, but, you know, it's unfortunate that the ninja for a team bid, they couldn't outbid me on their own. No, that's cool. Like you said, it all goes for charity. It goes for Higgs Commissary. That's an excellent. I did turn out to be the winner in another item up, for, as I'm sure Rebel is aware.
Yeah, Rebel's back. Rebel's back off timeout. He's here. Yeah, you're going to host Rebel's, what is he? He does the
Russell
the
League Radio?
Russell League.
Reaper League, yeah.
I actually agreed to co-host with JVAP. It was going to be quite a challenge for me to match up to the great JVAP.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. I can't wait.
Awesome. I love JVAP. He's money in the bank, man. Seriously, you can't go wrong with that guy as your co-host. He's just too lovable. How can you hate that guy? Also, he's my son.
Yeah, I was about to say, you have to love him. He's blood. Crip blood.
Look, I'm trying to... Okay, you know what? I got people on hold. We got almost 15 minutes to go. Ricky, you're back. And I'm also going to bring on another caller. I think this is somebody who goes by Docs9. Docs9, are you on the air? Is that you?
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Hey, Docs9. Docs9.
Yeah. So, great, I'm talking about OPSEC, huh?
Yeah, yeah. What do you want to say?
All right, so where should we start? Tor, VPNs, NSA, FBI, KFC, NBA? What do you want to do? Let's get something going.
LSD.
All right, so let me ask everybody, do you even into encryption? Because that, like, in all seriousness, that's a big issue, you know, to cover, is encryption. And I'm waiting for a while, so I lost track of where exactly I was going to start, but, I've been told that my security was really, really tight, and I was unfindable for a while there, so... The recommendation that I would make, use a VPN that doesn't log. For those of you who don't know what that is, where to get one, there's tons of them out there. If a VPN keeps logs of your connection, then you're an idiot for using it, and you'll get banned. Nicknames, manners of speaking, if they link to your identity, that's going to, you know, get you. So, is anyone else talking on this show?
No, dude. We're listening to you, man.
What?
This is good so far. You've been waiting for a while. I apologize it took so long to get to you, but it sounds like you have a lot to add to this. So keep going,
yeah,
man.
What I do. All right. So I've got a computer, one of them with full disk encryption, and I use AES for that. That's the machine that I used a lot for, like, you know, storing information. Because, for example, you know, if you're raided or if someone rats into your computer, they're probably not going to have a very good, you know, fun time looking at, you know, data that you have encrypted and everything. For IRC chats, use SSL. That pretty much goes without saying. Usually runs on port 6697. You need a VPN that doesn't log, like I said, and layer that with the newest edition of Tor, which is supposed to defeat the browser vulnerabilities that the NSA was able to exploit. So if you're layering that, you can get a VPS too and hop from there. Just make sure it's a foreign one and no one else has access to it, and you don't tell anyone anything about it. Don't store anything there, whatever. And what was I about to say? Yeah, like for nicknames and stuff, you obviously want to make sure that nickname has never been used anywhere in history with relation to your name. So I've actually never used a nickname that was once on the internet everywhere, anywhere. Connected to my real name. So it makes things really, really hard for doxers, because I can tell you, like, right now, where people usually start when they're looking for you is they'll try Google your nickname and your interests, and a lot of times if you're stupid and you've reused, all that stuff will come up and you'll leave your real name somewhere. So that's obvious. Don't do that.
If I can throw in for a second.
What is the issue with VPN logging? I mean, unless you're doing something illegal, this should not fucking matter.
Yeah, but, you know, we got a lot of hacktivists here that listen to this show, a lot of people that are hacking into systems and are crackers. But, you know, I then
they deserve to go to jail, do they not?
Okay, well, I mean, that's the legal situation, but, I mean, I'm, you know, if I'm trying to help people
I think we're beyond the point where we understand that these people are willing to pay the price for what they're doing, but they rather not.
But I think at this point what it really boils down to, it's really protection from ourselves. Because if the feds really want you, they'll get you. I've been told, I've been lurking for a while, and I've been told that true anonymity, I've been told that true anonymity is a myth. So,
well, I mean, when you look at it this way, right? First of all, if the government's after you, they've got an unlimited budget. They have the smartest computer technical minds in the world. They actively recruit the best hackers they can find, and like I said, they have infinite money because they're the United States government. So yeah, like you were saying, there's a good chance you're going to be caught, but there are ways to either delay you getting banned, and there are ways to actually stop that, depending on whether you like going public. If you like going public with who you are, then you're probably not going to want to change nicknames all the time. But if you don't want to get caught, one of the best methods I can introduce is, you know, make it impossible to follow a trail. So, like, switch names all the time. You know, try to keep minimal contacts if possible so you have less liabilities of people knowing who you are. But with VPN logging, for those of you who don't know, basically a virtual private network company, you know, you connect to their, you know, their servers and you tunnel through an encrypted tunnel of traffic. And if a company keeps connection logs of the home IP connecting to the account, then all the FBI needs to do is merely serve the company with a court order, and they'll turn over your information. This is what happened with Recursion from LulzSec, who hacked into Sony, and it's what happened with a couple of the other LulzSec guys. They had logs turned over, and they used HideMyAss, so don't get anywhere near HideMyAss VPN. Another thing is, I'm not going to say what VPN I use, because if you name that publicly, it makes it easier for the FBI to put pressure on the company to find who you are. So make sure nobody knows what VPN you have. There's really no reason to tell anybody that. And, yeah, there are ways to limit you being found. It might not work forever.
You know what I've been noticing a lot lately is a lot of these VPN companies are just folding. They're going out of business because they don't want to comply with all... Who's watching fucking oldies, listening to oldies while we're on the show? Is that Sandy?
A lot of VPN...
The fuck is that? Canadian Glenn? Ricky, are you... Yeah, it's Ricky.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of
he's
VPNs...
He's on the fucking radio show. What a dick.
Companies, credit card providers like Visa and MasterCard and the same organizations that cut funding to WikiLeaks back in 2010 when we did Payback, they are cutting their ability to actually pay for certain VPNs. So VPN providers are being blocked. It's an active conspiracy by the companies like Visa and MasterCard to stop people from online anonymity. It's not a conspiracy theory. This is proven. You know, we've seen reports of this. I believe the last time it happened was probably in, like, April of this year, where one of the VPNs, I've been out of the loop on which one it was, MasterCard and Visa and other credit card providers or whatever, were saying we no longer will allow payments to that company. So, like, the VPN providers have no choice but to just shut down. They go defunct because they're not getting funding if they're being blocked. So, you know, the government needs to stop putting pressure on our online privacy because it's just like anywhere else. We deserve to have a little bit of freedom left. And there are criminals out there. But, you know, for the most part, not everyone's a criminal. And the government
shouldn't just assume. The stuff you're mentioning is... You know, it's something that they're tools and techniques and stuff that you can use to protect yourself from the criminals.
Yeah, it's true.
That's what I look at it as. I honestly look at it as protection, not offense. I think of it as defense more than anything, really. You know, like, obviously the hackers and stuff, they want to be shielded, and they want to be extra specially shielded. But even, like, just your mom, you know, going online to, you know, deciding she's going to go into a cafe and, like, log on to their network, and she doesn't know that somebody's got a backpack inside the fucking cafe and put up a fake network that says the same name as the cafe, and suddenly mom's on there logging in to buy some new shoes over Zappos, and bada-bing, bada-boom, you know, like... People can like trace her shit. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, the VPNs are really good for stopping online crime at the same time that they actually support it. So they can't block it. They can't say, you know, no one can use it because not everyone is using it for, you know, the reasons that anons are getting in trouble for. But in a lot of cases, it's one little slip up. Like Jeremy Hammond, you talk about him a lot. He just merely slipped up. He identified some identifying information about himself. He got social engineered really by the FBI enough to where they were actually able to just camp outside his house and watch all the Tor traffic going through. They couldn't read the Tor traffic because it was all encrypted and it's Tor, and you know Tor is pretty secure for the most part unless they find a little zero day on Firefox. But you know, a lot of it is the human mind. So one of the most important parts of OPSEC is, you know, the vulnerability of your own intelligence, people exploiting, getting information out of you that all links together. So, you know, one of the most important things to say is just don't trust anybody. Because if you're hacking, if you're hacking into systems or you're committing crimes or whatever, what you should always assume is that everybody you know is an FBI informant. Because I know for a fact that I have talked to a lot of informants in my time, and I was able to recognize, for the most part, who they were and what they were doing. And they're out there, a lot of them. So.
Oh, what a load of bullshit. You can trust me any day.
I've known a lot. It's, you know, they're usually easy to identify for those of you who are involved in this kind of stuff. Informants, generally, they don't do anything. They act like they're really good, but when you actually try to get data, or they'll give you a lot of data, too. They'll give you stuff, but a lot of it isn't like, a lot of it's either old, outdated, or it's not something you can exploit. They'll give you open ports and tell you to exploit. That's usually like honeypots and stuff. But if you try to get them involved in attacking something or attacking a certain network, they won't do it. And they'll say, oh, yeah, my botnet's tied up in other resources. And so those kind of people, you know, you don't want to trust, touch or get near.
Hey, Luminary.
Hmm?
I got a question.
Yeah,
about,
that was my one.
What do you think about using TrueCrypt? Do you think it's a good way to go?
I use TrueCrypt for encryption on certain systems and stuff. But I actually haven't encrypted anything in a while. I haven't had any need to. Did you say TrueCrypt or Scripts?
No.
TrueCrypt, right?
Yep.
The encryption? Okay, yeah. Someone said something about Scripts in the chat, and I didn't know if I had heard you incorrectly. But yeah, TrueCrypt, it's pretty good for encryption and stuff. As long as you know how to encrypt properly and use it.
Has anybody seen articles about that new encryption box that'll be coming out on the market? DSMB box? Don't scan me, bro.
No, I actually haven't.
Did you just pull that out of your ass, dude?
No, I didn't. I couldn't come up with that. It's between your computer and your router. And
to,
you turn on...
To add to this, if you really want a great hardware solution, you really should look into Barracuda. They have some awesome products for that.
Is that candy talking?
Yep.
I got to buy his candy.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is IS Candy, and we are also joined now by Nigger Christ. Nigger Christ,
woo!
Are you there?
NC.
Hey, what's Gucci?
Go on.
I'll be up in here, man.
Shit.
Damn right.
It's all right.
Like the new track, NC.
Oh, yeah, thanks, man.
I haven't heard the new track, dude. Link me, man.
Which new track? I think I dropped 3 earlier.
Oh, what's the best one?
Well, let me actually go grab those real quick right here. It's on this new mixtape I just put out. See, I was just going to put these...
Wow,
these
you actually
right
put something on tape? It's an actual tape?
Now, it ain't no actual tape, but it's on this DatPiff website.
I thought we were going to bust out the Ghetto Blaster.
Vince,
I know you still got a Ghetto Blaster.
I wanted to pick up a fucking Radio Raheem.
Now, see, man, originally this is going to be Rathgam, George Zimmerman, Chimp Out, and Trayvon Martin Freestyle, the 3 previously recorded tracks. You know, let's put them all in one place so that way I can hand them out to people. But this stupid-ass website needs 5 tracks, so I dropped 2 fresh-ass freestyles just to fill it up and make these people happy.
Huh. And the names of those tracks are Rap Game George Zimmerman. Track number 2 is Chimp Out.
Chimp Out. Oh, yeah, niggas.
Track number 3 is Trayvon Martin Freestyle. Track 4 is Pussy Freestyle. And track 5 is Balling Style. Balling Freestyle. Yeah. Good shit, man. All right, dudes. Fuck, the show's almost over. We got one more call. Who's this? Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is you, Vince?
This is me, Vince. Who's that?
This is Neil Rauhauser.
Oh, Christ.
And what's Gucci, Neil?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
No, actually, the best The best OPSEC is a condom, and then you move to a really dangerous area like Flint, Michigan, and then nobody will even come and get you. That's my OPSEC 101.
There you go. Neil Rauhauser calling out of Flint, Michigan. I'm sure that's really Neil calling from Flint, from the city of Flint, Michigan. All right, folks. I'm going to put everybody on timeout and say goodbye to my live listeners who are in the chat, and then we're going to do final thoughts. So before we do the final thoughts, I want to thank everybody that is in the chat room right now that made it through the very end. It was awesome that you did it. Thank you for listening. Big ups to One Notice, Amerisec, AnCap Dialect, Atomic Ray, Boger, COG, Canadian Glenn, Consulence, FTWOPS, Guest Listeners, Hamtardo, J. Geronimo, Love World Peace, Nigger Christ, Nakia Absolution 1, Old McNinja, Paradox, Priest Zero, Prison Reform Movement, Revolution Radio, Robotic Chaotic, Script Squid, Shit Wizard, Sick Girl, String X-Bean, Striker Cat, Technological Viking, Tinfoil Radio, Radio Network, Transhuman, Vincent McConnell, Zoria, and everybody else who's tuned in earlier. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. I love you, and I will make love to you again sometime soon, live on the air, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And now we're going to go around the horn and get everybody's final thoughts of the night before we wrap it up here. So I'm going to start first and foremost with who is that? Oh, City of Flint. I mean, excuse me, Neil Rauhauser out of City of Flint. What's going on, Neil? Final thoughts.
Yeah, my final thoughts tonight, Vince, are just to check out MC's new track. Thanks.
No problem,
Neil. I'll be in an undisclosed location.
Of course. Of course. You're not actually in the City of Flint. You're in an undisclosed location. Appreciate the call tonight. Let's go now to Canadian Glenn. Final thoughts, Canadian Glenn.
You're out of time. I'm not going to take any. Thanks for having me on. See you later.
Right on. Canadian Glenn, thank you for coming through. Don't forget, he's going to host Russell League Radio in the near future. Now we're going to say, we're going to go to, oh, speaking of BTR hosts, I Ask Candy, final thoughts.
Final thoughts, great show. And please, kids, do your research before you do anything, you know, to secure your system.
Right on, bro. Also, we have Docs9. Docs9, your final thoughts.
Yeah, final thoughts. Don't trust systems to secure your identity. If you're hacking, you probably will get caught. So just because I said things about how to be personally secure doesn't mean you're going to be able to hack with impunity. So my advice is do not hack into systems because you'll probably be arrested and you won't like it. Just look at everybody else before you. They've all been banned.
Sweet. Thanks, so, man. Appreciate the call. Oh, boy. Nigger Christ, your final thoughts.
Hey, man, I just dropped another freestyle right there in that break because this bitch-ass nigga on Reddit trying to give me some shit saying I'm racist. And I'm going to drop this in a few minutes and show his ass who he's messing with. Let
That's
him
what's up. That's what's up. Nigger Christ, a.k.a. Black Messiah. And let's go now to Ricky. Ricky, your final thoughts, please.
All right. First off, Ninjas in the Bay, it's happening. We'll have, for the show, we have some topics. One of them I just tweeted out, things I like more than Vince. Yes, we will start that trending topic first, things I like more than Vince. Ninjas in the Bay, bitches. Word.
That's what's up. All right, thanks, Ricky. And last but not least, my awesome co-host tonight, CNY Rebel, final thoughts.
Thanks for having me on as your co-host. I enjoyed it. I enjoy all your shows. Excellent, informative show tonight. You had some good guests on there. My props to everyone who stuck around in the chat, everyone who listened. Also, quick plug, tomorrow night, 10 p.m. BTR, that is 10 p.m. Eastern, Revolution Radio. We're going to have our feminist special. We're going to have All Shiny. We just confirmed that My White Ninja will also be on as well. So we're going to have some fun tomorrow night. Hopefully you can stop by, Vince. And everyone have a wonderful evening. Good to have you back on Twitter, Vince.
Kid, I never left, but thanks, bro. Hey, I appreciate everybody calling in tonight. It was a fun show. It was worth waiting a week to do it. And again, if anybody's butt hurt because I pretended that my Twitter account got hacked, which I wouldn't even call it a hack if somebody did find out how to get in there, I would just call it good guessing. Whatever. It is what it is. I apologize if I hurt your feelings. But I was just trying to have some fun, and it was sort of a spontaneous thing. And I hope we all learned a lesson out of it, too. And I'm not going to use any trite terms that I might future ban. So that's it, everybody. Thanks for coming out. I will do a show again probably on Friday. I think that's going to be the next show. It's Friday night. It will be Fuck FBI Freeball Friday, and it's going to be dedicated to our good friend Anonymous Sabu, who has another sentencing conveniently on Friday, a.k.a. formerly around this time 2 years ago, it would have been a Fuck FBI Friday. So we're going to do Fuck FBI Freeball Friday. So there it is. I'll see you then Friday night. It'll be Friday night, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You know, I'm either going to start just posting GMT or Bay Time. You can just base everything off Bay Time. Anyway. All right, everybody. Peace out. Stay frosty. Until next time, I'm VITB for life, bitches. Thank you.
take him to Detroit. No! No, not Detroit! No! No, please! Anything but that! No!
Thank you very much.